Today's Be Moment is in honor of the lost lives and the loved ones of the lost in Paris, France, due to the heinous acts of terror that happened there this past weekend. And today I stand here and I cannot help but reflect on the fact that an empty soul will always, every time, lead to a dangerous soul if we're not careful. And while many are preparing how to respond, I'm thinking a little bit more about the front end and the state of a soul that is actually capable, one, of conjuring some of these acts up, and then two, to just, you know, have it within themselves to carry it out. And as much as I think and rethink this over and over, you know, I'm always led back to the old adage, which is love is the answer. Who cares what the question is? And I have to believe at some point in these individuals' lives, their souls were empty and they felt invisible. And I think about that even more as I was reading in the book of Matthew, specifically Matthew 25. Jesus is teaching about those that will make it to the kingdom. And he is saying, because when you were hungry, when I was hungry, you fed me. When I was thirsty, you gave me drink. When I was naked, you clothed me. And the immediate response was, Father, we don't ever remember seeing you hungry or thirsty or without clothing. And in Matthew 25:40, he answers specifically, I assure you, when you did it to one of the least of my brothers, you were doing it to me. The way to go after the invisible and the lost is with love. And it begins in our own backyard. We are living in radical times. And the question of the day is our love equal to the task? Is it radical enough? The scripture today is Matthew 25:23. Well done, my good and faithful servant. Because that's what I need to hear. I need to hear when I get there before him that he is so pleased. Share this Be Moment as others desire to be inspired.